There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Don't you guys do a Turn the Page segment?
Wednesday.
It's time to Turn the Page.
Turn the Page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
What we feel like is a great opportunity to turn the page.
We just haven't been able to, like, turn the page.
If that's what you have to do, you got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
You know what the Bears need after these last two games, Lawrence, is a get-right game. And the worst team in the NFL is coming to town. The 2-7 New England Patriots would have the number one pick in the NFL draft. As an offense, they are dead last in yards per game. They are dead last in passing yards per game. They are 30th. In scoring, in points per game.
That sounds bad.
On defense, they are 26th in yards per game, 25th in rushing yards per game, a little bit better against the pass. Look, Gerard Mayo is a rookie head coach replacing the best of all time with a terrible roster. It's not going well. Lots of game situation stuff that has maddened the fans. And some players have been chatty about it. Former Patriots are on local radio this week telling the players to stop talking. Hello. Huh.
That's interesting.
Hello. Hello.
Where might I have heard something like that before?
The fans, of whom many I know, who are watching every game on our dialed in, my old buddies, have questions about his ability to manage certain game situations.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the league.
Where might I have heard that before?
Oh, God. But
in the last segment?
He's thought to be a good leader. He's thought to be a good leader, a defensive-minded head coach who seems to be able to rally the troops.
The difference, though, is a pretty stark one in that there's really no talent on that team.
There's nothing there, dude. The wide receiver acquisitions of Elliott Wolf are Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and KJ Osborne. None of them can catch the ball. They lead the league in drops. KJ Osborne was hoping to be traded and is now asking to be released, and they may grant him that option. Kendrick Bourne is their best receiver. Things are looking up, though, because they're holding on to quarterback hope. The number three pick in the draft, Drake May, had a big week last week. 8 runs for 95 yards. He excited fans and media and the team last week, especially with this final play when he held it for 12 seconds as he scampered around this final play in regulation and allowed the Patriots to tie the game.
Drake May for the game. Padding the ball. May scanning. Loads of time. He'll roll. He'll run. A sidestep. He's ready to throw. Into the end zone, touchdown! Oh my goodness, Stevenson! And May with an absolute jewel of an effort!
But the guy doing play-by-play is pretty good.
Second straight week, we get Benetti in a turn-the-page look back to the next Bears opponent.
That guy's really good at play-by-play. I wonder what ever happened to him.
I don't know. He sounded solid. Probably can't do baseball, though. So that play, man, was so invigorating. That's all anybody's talking about in New England is that play and their hope and dreams for Drake May.
Wait. I just want to, before you move on here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to point out. So what you mean to tell me is that at the end of a half, a guy like scrambled around for like 12 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And then threw a touchdown pass?
Yes, sir.
Where have I seen that before? Yeah. That feels awful familiar, too.
Yep. Devon Godshaw, who played for the Dolphins before he was with the Pats, and he's now been the Pats for a while, their defensive tackle, is in awe of Drake May at practice, and he says he reminds him of Josh Allen, but Drake May is ahead of where he thought Josh Allen was as a rookie.
Careful.
I know, dude, but that's the kind of dreaming that they are doing right now. I asked my buddies, like, who should we worry about on that team? And they said Marcus Jones, the punt returner. So let's put that in our pipe and look. You know, think about it.
Hey, look, the Bears have had special teams bust too. Uh-huh.
So Marcus Jones, the punt returner, I was told their punter is good and the special teams gunner is good. Hunter Henry can still play. Hunter Henry knows what he's doing. And Kendrick Bourne knows what he's doing. Those are the weapons to worry about.
I mean, Ramondre Stevenson is actually a decent player.
He's a representative NFL running back who's big and strong, runs tough. I agree with you there. Their best player on defense is Christian Gonzalez, the second-year corner. I'll be very interested to see if he's a traveler and who they decide he should travel with.
That's who Ice Cube picked in our mock draft 2 years ago.
Absolutely true. For the Raiders, Ice Cube did some research.
Because he was fast, right?
Yeah. And he's like, we need some DBs with speed.
And then Danny said, Christian Gonzalez, top guy on the board. Ice Cube said, can we get two of them?
No, you're not allowed two. They do not give you two. There is not a lot else there for the New England Patriots. This is a bad, bad team. And the Bears should be able to sleepwalk through a win, get-right game.
All right, so look.
I know you're the mayor of Worrytown. Go ahead.
I agree with you, but here's my issue with the Bears.
Okay.
I think we can put away the phrase sleepwalk through. They have not earned the right lately for us to be talking about them as a team that can sleepwalk through anything. Now, if they end up with a lead in this game and they're out there working on stuff to be better for the game that happens the week after that, so be it. But I think that they need to take very seriously what they're doing. Have you seen the numbers on what the Bears are? They're the only team in the NFL that hasn't scored first in a game. This year.
They've scored 10 points in the first quarter all year long, but
yeah,
only team that has never scored first in a game this year.
They've never scored first.
Oh, boy.
And so this lines up as something that you would hope would happen, but, I mean, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
Yeah, we're talking about a very weird team, and we're talking about a very, very weird team that is not trustworthy. I understand. I mean, look, there are a few players who you will know, you will recognize, and you'll say, oh, yeah, there's DeMario Douglas. He can play a little bit.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple guys, but really very, very few of consequence. And everyone knows that Jerod Mayo in year number one is deeply, deeply challenged. Antonio Gibson is the backup running back, and sometimes they use him as your scat on third down. But
scat back.
Yes, thank you very much. That's very important.
It's a very important thing to add to that.
Hugely important distinction.
Because
the Bears are kind of scat.
That is accurate.
Ella Fitzgerald is on the team.
Speaks. We're talking about animal feces.
Oh, yeah, I know. I took it to jazz wordless singing. That's where I went.
So I found the tweet from Kevin Fishbane.
Okay.
Because Fishy Business, he keeps track of this. You ready?
Yes.
This is what the first quarter points have been for the Bears this season. Week one, zero. Week two, three. Week three, zero. Zero. Week four, zero. Zero. Week five, seven.
Yay!
Week six, zero. Week eight, zero. Week 9, 0. The only reason that Week 7 isn't on there is because the Bears are on the bye, and they probably still would have scored 0.
Incredible. Incredible.
No scoring first for your Chicago Bears.
Look, if they these first 9 games...
What if they were to lose?
You're supposed to go 6-3 at a minimum in these first 9 games before the gauntlet comes in. If they're 5-4, that's not going to feel as good. If they're 4-5 and they lose this game, to your point, Lawrence?
Can you imagine the show that we have to do on Monday?
You're solo. Oh, wait, we're going to be in Vegas. We'll make it fun.
Yeah, we'll be fun. Yeah.
You'll be at a table. The rest of the people will be doing the show.
All right.
Can you imagine?
No.
All right, so that's that we have now turned the page to that half of a paragraph of the New England Patriots. Why don't we take a look at this division? Our view of the North. As the Bears were trying desperately to take the North and never give it back. It seems as if...
I like that. Was that John? It's a little bit of John Facenda and a little bit of just, you know, your Game of Thrones boilerplate. I liked it.
A little John Facenda and a little Jon Snow. That's what I was throwing in there.
I like it.
It seems as if there is one team who is more than willing and capable to take the North, and that is the Detroit Lions, a really decisive game against Green Bay on Sunday that our friend Stacey Dale saw. This was Dan Campbell on how the Lions can beat anyone, anywhere, because you know the whole thing was, it's raining outside and the Lions don't play outside. Here's what Dan Campbell said.
I really believe we can play anywhere in any type of elements. We can play indoor. We can play with a big crowd. We can play if it's COVID season again and nobody's there. I just think that's how we are. That's how this team is. That's the type of guys we have. It's the type of coaches we have. I mean, that is part of our culture. That's part of our identity. I would say it's satisfying, you know, to be able to know you can go do that. And I do feel like, you know, I think Goff made a comment about being like a chameleon. You know, I think that's very true. I think we can play any type of game we need to play, depending on where you're at, who the opponent is, environment, everything. I think we can win a lot of different ways, and that's a good thing.
They love what they have in all three phases, and the defense showed up big. Jordan Love playing hurt. The Illini is Kirby Joseph rocking it out during the game.
Love, it's picked up. Now rolling out for the first time, and he throws an interception. It's picked off. The first time we've seen the injury for Jordan Love, and Kirby Joseph has a pick six.
Jordan Love has been throwing a lot of interceptions this season. He's already at 10 for the season, which is not good. His passer rating is still 88. He's also thrown 15 touchdowns, but he is a risk taker, and it is sometimes cost the Packers. Here's what Matt LaFleur had to say about that.
Is it a really good balance with the young quarterback that's able to make all the plays that Jordan has to coach him and win it?
You guys are going to make I know. I understand. Like, it's really annoying up here, though. Like, you know, we're obviously he's fighting, he's competing, and we know that we've got to take care of the football. But I don't question anything about what he's trying to do. We just got to do it better.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur. I mean, this guy is got all the talent in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's also making terrible decisions.
He's tied for the lead with Geno Smith in interceptions in the NFL with 10. He's only taken 7 sacks.
And he's played, what, two fewer games than Geno, correct?
Yes, sir.
Because he was out with the injury.
Yes, sir.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good. Meanwhile, the Vikings were in a really tough game on Sunday Night Football. It was honestly tougher than it needed to be. But then late in the game, they took control, and Sam Darnold got back to business.
Here's the snap. Darnold back on a play fake. Rolling left. Looking. Throws for the end zone. Oliver's wide open. Touchdown, Minnesota. An exclamation point on the touchdown throw to Josh Oliver. And the Vikings are on their way to win number 6.
Spiegs, I'm going to tell you Sam Darnold's statistics.
Please.
And they're going to shock you. Okay?
Okay.
Even though you know he's played well, I'm not sure you know how well he's played. You ready?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Sam Darnold this season has completed 70% of his passes. He's thrown for 1,900 yards. He has 17 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. His passer rating for the season is 107.8. He continues to stack passer ratings in the 100s.
Wow.
All season, including that last game, which wasn't even one of his best games until the end.
It's amazing. Right now, he's fourth in quarterback rating in the NFL. Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Joe Burrow.
That is the MVP conversation. Those three guys, that's the MVP conversation that you're talking about. And Sam Darnold is statistically right there with them. The only game this season he has not had a passer rating of above 100 is the game against the Jets. Every single other start has a rating over 100. 113.2, 109.1, 119.2, 123.4, 103.5, 128.7, 107.1.
So do we have to embrace the possibility that he is having his Jared Goff moment? Now, Goff had more success as a rookie, but in terms of secondary landing spot, actually for him, this is what? Fourth spot.
Yeah.
The fourth spot for Sam Darnold. But the resurgence, like you were talking about yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, great conversation about quarterback development, that sometimes guys like Baker Mayfield, who's right there in the top 10 in quarterback rating, you know, that sometimes guys get another shot with a better context and things come together. And maybe,
or someone who can reach you. You know, like a coach that can actually reach you.
Yeah.
And go through some of the tape and make some of the adjustments that you need to make. And you end up being a team that's right in the middle of the division hunt and right in the middle of a playoff hunt.
It's unbelievable.
They have not folded yet.
And like
even in the game against Detroit.
Yeah. No,
didn't fold.
That was a great game. That was a great game. Absolutely held their own. I think Chris Collinsworth said it best when he said about Sam Darnold, when he walks into a room, there's something very Midwestern about him. Did you see that?
What does that even mean?
White. Didn't that mean white?
Oh, I thought it meant nice.
Is it?
I thought that
Minnesota, Minnesota nice and Minnesota white.
Can you know what? I will square the circle on this one, Speed.
Okay, please.
So Sunday, I leave the game, and it's fairly late. I have a place that I love here called Culinary Dropout, and I was like, man, I'm just gonna go there. Like, I love that place. I go sit down. The server comes over and she was very nice. And, you know, I thanked her for giving me a menu and I thanked her for bringing water. And she's like, you're a Midwesterner, aren't you? And I said, well, I'm from Chicago. She's like, oh, I'm from Bloomington. So we started talking about Indiana and all this stuff. And she goes, I could tell you were from the Midwest because we keep getting a lot of people in here from California and they're not very nice.
Those people are bags. You're not a bag.
And so since I was polite, she knew I was a Midwesterner. Wow. So maybe that's what Chris Collinsworth was talking about.
Maybe so. It could be. Because Darnold's
also, you know, it could have been the other thing.
Maybe the combo platter.
Let's hope that it wasn't the other thing.
I mean, now if the waitress is putting that on you, then there's some issues.
Maybe it's just and then you know there's all sorts of different types of nices in the like Minnesota nice is a different thing because that is a passive aggressive thing. The Minnesota nice.
Oh yes, like Fargo. That all that passive aggressive business right there.
And Fargo might as well be in Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, the movie. I'm thinking of the movie Fargo, which actually is in Minnesota, right? I believe that it is, or at least big parts of it take place in Minnesota.
Well, it's right there.
Yeah,
it might as well be.
To your point. By the way, the Lions now having picked up Za'Darius Smith, they are complete. As we look at the North, it's not anymore just thinking about look at all these good divisions. I mean, you could think about it. Who's better, the Packers or the Vikings? You could have that conversation, but we know the Bears. I was looking for the sucker in the NFC North, and it's the Bears.
Yeah, it's right there in the mirror, and that's unfortunate. But I want to talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I want to talk about the 2024 season, because I think as we look at the North, it seems very daunting. But I want to get into this. I am not ready to punt on this season, and there's something that the Bears keep saying that bothers the hell out of me. We will share and discuss next. It's Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on The Score.
Again, we're a growing team. We're an improving team. I know we haven't improved the last couple of weeks in terms of the win-loss column. But, you know, we have to continue to find answers and continue to improve to where we are in the season. And we're 4-4. We're halfway through. We got to do a good job of finding answers, you know, coming into the Patriots week.
That is Matt Eberflus talking about where the Bears are, what their record is, and there's been a lot of really interesting ways to manipulate that record coming out of the Bears locker room on Sunday. I noticed that people were saying it, and they've kind of kept saying it, and I'm like, look, I am a man who has a history degree from DePaul.
Oof.
And a journalism degree from Alabama.
Let's go. Double roll, degree, hot degree on degree action, sir.
Roll demons. math has never been my strong point other than like baseball statistics and whatnot. But here's something I do know. When you say 4-4 is like, well, it's just we're back to 0-0. The math isn't mathing for me. And I'm struggling because they say it like they've come up with this really clever way to mind trick themselves into getting ready for the next game.
Well, is it kind of like when Eberflus says it's a 1 week season? Week is a 1 week season.
Yeah. Or we're 0-0 and we've got the only game that we have. Here's the thing. When you're actually, and you can check my math on this, because I know that you got a math degree from Emerson, but if you are actually 0-0, that's great. It's a good place to start, and everyone is in the exact same place that you are. I have that right, right? Like
if everybody was 4-4,
it would be fine.
Yeah,
everyone's not 4-4.
Oh, I see.
That might be the problem. And the problem, like, inside of your division, there are three teams that are ahead of you that all have 6 wins at least. And one of those teams has 7 wins. So as it stands right now at 4-4 in the division, you're 3 games back with 9 games to play.
Yeah, they don't list games back in the NFL standings the way they do in basketball and baseball. And hockey, you look for points because of weird-ass ties, and it's all convoluted. You look at the standings for 2 seconds, and then you crumple up the newspaper and move on with your life.
Well, here, what they do give you is percentage. And let me just read the percentages to you.
Okay.
The Bears at 4-4 are 500. Very good.
I knew it. Told you that math degree from Emerson coming in, baby.
I actually think you're going to be able to get this one, too.
Okay.
The Packers are 6-3. Which means
750.
No, they're 6-3 is 666. 666 is 667. Right?
Correct.
Nailed that.
Correct.
Let's go, Shane.
I went to art school.
Hold on. No, Shane, you're gonna be right. Hang on.
Oh yeah. He's gonna be right.
The Vikings are 6-2.
750.
There it is.
Look at us. Huh? We're just shouting out numbers. We can do this.
Let's see. Now, this is the rough one.
Oh, boy.
The Lions are 7-1.
I got no shot. I got no shot.
878.
There.
Close. 875.
Whoa. Where'd you get to 878? Was that just a guess?
No. I did the math in my head.
Really?
The math was a little off.
But it's closer.
Somebody drop a thing of toothpicks. I'll tell you how many are on the ground.
That is his special power.
He's an excellent driver.
So what I would like is for the Bears to stop.
Yes.
You know.
I agree with that.
Acting like they have discovered new math. Like they're.
We're 0-0. No, you're not 0-0.
You're not. You're four and four.
Who's been saying that? I made the executive decision to not listen to Eberflus today. I'll listen to whatever Mark Grody decides to play with us at 5 o'clock. But I find that man so abhorrent and so disingenuous. I'm just not bothering today.
No. There was a bunch of players that are saying it.
Really?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
TJ Edwards said it.
Uh-oh.
DJ Moore said it.
Hmm.
I mean, anyone with initials on the Bears has said that they're 4-4.
Maybe KJ Osborne's going to say it for the Patriots.
And maybe Jeffrey Osborne will say, can you woo, woo, woo?
On the wings of love, up in the eagle.
But here's my thing.
Yes.
Who do they think they're fooling? What type of sham are you trying to run? What shell game are you playing?
Oh boy.
We're 4-4. Uh-huh. It's kind of like being 0-0.
Pay no attention to the other teams behind the curtain.
Sir, it is not like being 0-0.
Isn't it?
And you know how I know?
Yeah.
Because when I look at the conference standings, I can't find you in a playoff spot.
No, you can't. Nowhere. Because a lot of other teams are doing better than 0-0. I think you've made your point well, even without the math degree. I'm going to give you an honorary math degree from Emerson.
All right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Can Bill Burr, like, give it to me or no?
I don't think Burr was there. I think Burr was there a little after me. How old's Bill Burr? I think he was there a little after me. David,
I think you guys are about the same age.
Yeah. Burr was a commuter.
He's 56.
Right. Okay, no, he's a little older.
You actually have to get it from Larry Potash.
Larry Potash.
Also fine.
Yeah. Yes. David Cross was also there a couple years before I was there. Oh, I mean, Emerson's a big stand-up comedy school. Jay Leno went there. Mark Maron went there.
I love Maron. Maron's the whole reason I started House of L.
Oh, yeah. I was with you on those early first few years of WTF were game-changing and life-changing. Dennis Leary was there. Carol Burnett got kicked out for throwing her mattress out of her dorm window at Emerson College.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Is Emerson College a stand-up comedy college, or is it just coincidental that stand-up comedians went to Emerson?
It's just coincidental. Emerson is a big, like, writers and theater and film kind of place. You didn't really have to take a lot of science and a lot of math. I took one math class in 4 years.
If I can offer a suggestion that is not this show, which you should listen to every day between 2 and 6.
Thank you.
Conan O'Brien's interview with Carol Burnett. Amazing.
I started it and didn't get through it. It started a little slow and I lost the patience.
Amazing.
I should listen. It's,
yeah, you should go back. Because like, there's a lot of stuff about like how the show got put together and some of the relationships that she had and how like she was, how she became like a really staunch defender of women in the industry because of Lucille Ball doing that for her.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Like hearing it and hearing the deference in Conan's voice, like for her.
Yeah.
Like just being in awe and being like, okay, like this is, you want to talk about old Hollywood, and her just being, what's Carol Burnett, 90, 91?
Something like that. But like that show, you know, obviously predates Saturday Night Live. It's one of the first real TV, I mean, there were other TV sketch shows. There was your Show of Shows. There was like some of the Sid Caesar stuff, which I hold in extremely high regard.
Explaining how Mama's Family came around was pretty interesting, too.
Wow.
Because they had hired Vicki Lawrence, and Vicki was, I think, 19 when they hired her on the show.
On the Carol Burnett Show, yeah.
On the Carol Burnett Show. And then, you know, like the juxtaposition of her playing Carol's mom on Mama's Family.
Yeah.
It's just really interesting, like hearing them talk about it. Or like, what is it? Is it the Mandela effect when you think something is like is always been there but it hasn't been? I think I have this right that like Harvey Korman Tim Conway didn't join the cast until like year six. And I'm like, wait, that can't be right.
Wow.
He was there the whole time. And apparently he wasn't.
That is the Mandela effect. Excellent. I don't think I was hip to that. I just Googled, and I appreciate the knowledge.
It's like the Berenstain Bears thing. We all thought it was Berenstain, but it's really Berenstain Bears.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Mandela effect.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, the Berenstain Bear, he does middays on the Score.
Yeah.
Bears.
Don't call him that, though.
Well, I call him Berenstain.
Oh, yeah.
So well, it's different.
At your own risk.
So he's on middays over there.
Over there. Hey, if I can get back to this concept of the zero. Yes. For God's sakes, Lawrence, let me.
I'm sorry I took a break to talk about the great Carol Burnett.
How dare you? But, I mean, saying you're 0-0, like saying it's a one-week league, and yes, it's coach speak, but it's interesting because philosophically, in sports and in life, we need a lot of different ways to get ourselves back into the moment, you know, to be where our feet are and just try to center ourselves. It's why I meditate every day, and it's been a wonderful thing in my life.
But can't you just say we are focused on, regardless of record, we are focused on our next opponent. You can 100%. You can pull the Bill Belichick mantra out. We are on
absolutely.
To New England.
Well, absolutely. But in order to say it as much as coaches need to say it, you need to expand your vocabulary, your mind, and your reading tools. Joe Maddon, who you and I both have had experiences talking with weekly.
I adore him.
He always used to talk about the book, The Beginner's Mind. You know, and he and Carlos Pena, who I adore, like they would talk about just trying to get yourself in that beginner's mind to clean up everything, get all the noise out so you can approach something with that beauty of a beginner's mind. And in order to do that, as life goes on and you encounter some of the difficulties and travails of life as a coach in your sport, you need to arm yourself with more and more stuff. Got to be learning. And that's what Joe was always doing. Joe was always reading, always looking for philosophical things, looking
different
for
different techniques that he could get to players with.
100%. And all the gimmicks and all the stuff, all the art that people made fun of, that I thought was just so creative and so thoughtful. He was just trying to get guys to a clean slate. And baseball players try and do this for every at-bat, every pitch if they can, every day. And it's why a lot of us are so fascinated with baseball in that way. But Matt Eberflus is just trying. He's just scrambling for another way to say it's a one-week league, or another way to say we've got to start an approach like this is our first chance. And unfortunately, he's using something that sounds dumb and trips you into where you are.
Yeah, it just seems, it seems so unnecessary. It seems, again, this is another one of those things. It's a cosmetic change.
Yeah,
it's a look over here, don't look over here. Mm-hmm. And it's so easily disproved. Mm-hmm. Like you're not 0-0. Yeah. This season is on. We are halfway through it.
Well, hold on, because a lot of us feel like this season is already toast. and you're a guy it doesn't, and you need to help. You need to help me and others reframe that.
Now, to be clear, that is not my position.
Oh, did I just put you in a box to make my position? Sorry.
It's a man in a box.
That's my closer song right there. Can't you hear that as I'm marching in very slowly from the bullpen?
That's pretty good.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, there it is. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I am marching so slowly. My mustache is on effing point. I used to throw 99. Now I throw like 94, but it's still got movement, and I try to scare you into thinking I'm better than I am.
This is pretty good, actually.
Yeah, right? Feel that.
Give me some more of that, Tree.
Hell yeah, Tree. Uh-huh. Staring down Jack Clark. He's got nothing on me.
They like fade the lights in the stadium. You come out to I'm getting chills thinking about it.
You feel it. You feel it. Yeah, guess what? I got a change up now. I don't feel as tough when I throw it, but I need to throw it more.
As long
often.
As you get the swing and miss.
Thank you.
I will explain my position about the 2024 season, though. I could see why you may be confused because I am very strident about it. But let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain where I'm at, and let me see if I can get you to where I'm at.
Okay, because I'm feeling extremely distraught about the season overall and the entire window and everything, so help.
As you should. We will do our best to help next on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
I do like that Saturday Night Fever theme commercial with John Travolta is now back in rotation now that we're in November. I like that.
Oh, yeah, because he's Santa, right?
What's really crazy is that there's literally in the studio right across from me, or in the office right across from me, there is a framed picture of Saturday Night Fever. No BS.
That's cool.
I'll take a picture of it during the break and share it with you.
Tributosaurus is going to be doing the Bee Gees. I don't think that's public yet, but I just announced it.
I guess it is now.
We're doing David Bowie the first Thursday and Friday of December at Martyrs. I cannot wait. December 5 and 6th. Tributosaurus is Bowie. That music is so obviously great and artsy.
You doing the face paint?
No. No.
You have to.
No, I do not.
Cop out.
Thank you, Robbie. No, what we do is we let the music be the star.
Okay.
Okay, that's the whole bit.
We don't make a mockery of the tribute band thing. We just show up. We let the music be the star.
But we think you're a star.
Oh, you're sweet.
It could just enhance, you know.
Baby, I'm a star. You might not know it now.
It's like,
oh, don't do that one.
Top five for me in Prince songs.
Is it right? Is it really? Mm-hmm. That's pretty.
It's a great song for like talk show hosts because you know.
Does he need that confidence?
Yeah, like it's that and like some of the lyrics to that song.
Uh huh.
It's brilliant. But that's not
you know
why
where
people call.
He sings about hating waking up to do the morning show.
Well, he's right about that.
I like Pee Control. That's my jam, Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good song. Control.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that's not why people call.
Nobody called for that reason, sir. All right, so how did I paraphrase you incorrectly when I said you have not given up on the 2024 season, whereas I'm feeling bad about the overall picture and I'm thinking big picture. So reframe that for me.
I do think that you are well within your rights to feel bad about this season.
Thank you.
And if you, Matt Spiegel,
yes, sir,
Bears enthusiast, would like to punt on the 2024 season, I would completely understand. I would understand any fan, like any of the angry fans that I saw walking out of State Farm Stadium on Sunday, any fan within the sound of our voices, I would understand that. I am not going to allow the Bears to move the goalpost on this season.
Aha.
And I don't think Bears fans should either. To go back to what we were talking about earlier, they were promised jetpacks. And there needs to be that standard of, oh, you're now in competition mode.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in rebuild mode anymore. I want to hold them to that standard.
Well, that's fair because Poles said it was time to win.
Yes.
He flat out said it. and a lot of the roster things, making those trades in the last week of the season, the trade for Keenan Allen on a one-year deal in and of itself, belies, you know, no, it's time to win. So for them to say, no, it's really just about Caleb's development and things like that, would be disingenuous. And you don't want to give them that.
No, I don't. I don't want to give them the out of, well, it's hard. Like, the division's really tough, and we didn't win enough games before division play. No, I don't want to give them that. They came out here with a lot of big boy talk about competition, about what they wanted to be and where they were at, and they had a lot of things to say about, well, you know, we're building this team, and now we've got the quarterback. I still want the quarterback to develop on his own pace, and I don't want to rush him. But they thought they had built a team where you could just drop the quarterback in, and they were ready to go. What they didn't do was make sure that their ducks were in a row from an offensive standpoint.
In terms of the line and the coordinator?
Yeah. And that's why I don't want to cut them as a team any slack.
Well, see, it's interesting because I'm not cutting them slack from my perspective, when I feel myself throwing up my hands on the 2024 season. I'm angry at them, and I'm like, there's 9 games left, man.
That's right.
There's 9 games left, and it feels absurd to be throwing up my hands and thinking about it. I'm angry that that's where I am, because you know what the other factor is in this for me, Lawrence, and I get where you're coming from. If you weren't really looking past, and maybe we're sort of aligned in this way, if you were just thinking about this year, then you'd make a freaking move or three. You would fire your coach, or you would at least change your play callers and give it a chance when everybody knows that Shane Waldron is not doing the job well. You would at least make Eric Washington your DC and put Flus, as you've been saying, back in the CEO mode. So they are saying that they're not doing everything they can to try and scramble and find spark and not give up on this season.
And I'm not foolish. I don't think that this is a Super Bowl contender. All I want to know is, can you work through your problems? Can the people that you hired, you should not give away more than half of a season. Because that's what they'd be doing. That's what we would be allowing them to do if the level of expectation isn't, oh, no. You did all of this destruction to the roster, all of this roster churn and roster turnover because of the promise of brighter days. And now that you're running into a little adversity, I'm not going to allow you to just go back into a shell and say, oh, well, we really weren't competing. It was, you know, it's a rookie quarterback, and you got to respect the process. No, what you told Bears fans is that this rookie quarterback was different than every other rookie quarterback, and that you were comfortable with him taking over on a team that had aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to fall back now. You don't get to fall back after you signed a lot of money to guys that deserve it and earned it, bringing in veteran players. The Keenan Allen thing to me is super important. You signed him for 1 year.
Yeah, you gave up a draft pick to get him for 1 year.
And
that's a go for it trade.
And you drafted a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Ideally thinking that the wide receiver was going to be able to get up to speed faster than a developmental lineman.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give them the out. That's where I'm at. I want to continue to, like, the level of intensity of watching these games and getting on them if they falter against Green Bay and Detroit and Minnesota. I think that should stay. And I know that there are some people who are already heading towards the apathy door. Don't. Stay in Angry Town.
You can't be mayor of both towns.
I'm not mayor of that town.
No, okay, but you like to hang out there. Hey, before Chicago takes
after
on New
couple
England.
Drinks.
Yeah. Tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for your local Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Presented by Aurelio's. Mully Olin-Kreutz and Patrick Manley will be live at Flagship on the Fox in St. Charles as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, we'll have instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips postgame show. Presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and on the Odyssey app. One of those men, Patrick Manley, joins us next. Woo-hoo! It's Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.